During my junior year of college, and again, I went to that great college, St. Thomas. Anyways, and but during that year, a group of us, there were about 10, 15, 20 of us, we said, you know, it's great going to college, but we should have a little fun. There's this special seminar for like 8 weeks over at the University of Minnesota on how to learn to dance. And so we went over there, like 20 of us. It was great. And we learned how to dance, and I learned how to dip her and twirl her. And well, I didn't do that. Anyways, but it was amazing. If Dancing with the Stars was back alive back then, like, look out. And after about 6 weeks, Sue, who I was dancing with, she says, you know, Kevin, I love your energy. Like, you really get into this. I go, yeah, it's fun, isn't it? Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then she said, you dance kind of like a bunny rabbit. Somehow I don't think she was complimenting me. There's something about when you can dance, you've got it down, there's a certain freedom and a certain joy that comes with it. In today's gospel, we hear about this child by the name of John the Baptist, who in his mother's womb, with incredible freedom, dances for joy. That's what God desires for all of us. For all of us. When Mary experienced the gift of the Holy Spirit, she went forth from there to her cousin Elizabeth's home. And there she attended to Elizabeth, who was expecting John. And this incredible statement that Elizabeth makes, the moment the sound of your greeting, the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the child within me leaped for joy. See, Mary was so filled with the presence of the Holy Spirit and the presence of our Lord and her Savior that when she stood in front of Elizabeth, even the children were aware of their presence. Then she says, blessed are you who believed that the word of God spoken to you would be fulfilled. See, I appreciate that because there are times in my life where I struggle believing. There are times in my life where I go, I just don't know if I believe the promise of God. Like God really does promise to you and to me that he would live, that we will live a life in him fulfilled, a life with joy and peace, that God's gift and promises that you and I can have that freedom and joy. And there are sometimes I get caught up in the fact that my steak is a little overdone. And it sucks the freedom and the joy right out of me. And it hurts the person next to me. But God wants us to believe that promise. God wants you and me to be so filled with the presence, the gift of the Holy Spirit, that we can say the next morning, forgive me, brother. And that we can say, I forgive. That's God's promise to us. That's what we celebrate this Christmas, this incredible gift of God's reconciliation for you and for me, for all of us, that we can actually live, if you will, in this divine dance where we are moved by the Holy Spirit, where every step we take is guided by the Spirit. That's why we want to be like our Blessed Mother. If you have our worship aid, you can take a look at it. If you don't have one, steal one from somebody next to you. It's this beautiful painting on the cover here. And it's in the comments now. A year ago, I said to someone, I go, it'd be nice if we could have a little painting of the Blessed Mother in our comments. I mean, after all, we are Our Lady of Grace. And so there's the little painting, 7 foot tall. But I love it. It's a beautiful painting. And see, religious art is meant to be for us like a window into heaven. Religious art is to invite us to meditate on the mystery contained therein. Religious art is meant for us to pause, to gaze, and to look, to allow something to happen within us. So as we gaze on this, I invite us to ask God for the grace to see with faith, to be like Mary, whose gaze is towards the Holy Spirit, looking up. And again, you don't have to look at me, just look at the image. This is your lucky day. You don't have to look at the priest. But the Holy Spirit descending upon Mary. Because see, God gives the Holy Spirit to all of us. And God gives the Holy Spirit to all of us in abundance. God did not say, I'm going to give 75% to Father Kevin, but only 25% to you. God gives to you and to me 100%. The more I can be like Mary and empty myself of the things of the world, the more I can actually be filled with the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit descends and fills us. We see the light coming from the Holy Spirit, the light who comes to us, because Jesus is the light of the world. We see Mary and we see her just receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. See, when you receive something great, you receive it. You don't take it. You don't take the engagement ring, right, ladies? And gentlemen, on your wedding day, you didn't take that ring. You received it from your beloved. And on Christmas Day, when you're there in front of the tree, there will be gifts and you receive them. At least our parents tell us to do that, right? Don't just... When we come forward to receive the Eucharist, we receive the Eucharist. We don't take the Eucharist. We're receiving something great, a gift. And here Mary is receiving God into her life, allowing her life to be transformed by God. And we see rays coming from the hands of Mary. That's the grace of God coming. The grace of God that Mary becomes this incredible conduit, if you will, this prism of God's grace, God's incredible grace, incredible love. And what I love about a prism is that the colors come out differently. See, you and I, we're a prism of God's love. He gives us his Spirit. And maybe his Spirit through you is manifested through music. Or maybe it's manifested in patience or creativity. Or maybe God's Spirit through you is manifested in using the brilliance of your brain and discovering something that no one else can even think about. Maybe your gift that God gives to you is so that on Christmas Day, when somebody knocks over the tree, you just patiently pick it all up. I hope it doesn't happen. Here you can put a little holy water in the water and it will keep the tree up. Right? How does God manifest his Spirit through you? Maybe it's helping your grandfather. Maybe it's visiting your neighbor. Maybe it's being attentive to someone who's poor. Maybe it's listening to a child cry and we can all wave Merry Christmas. And we say, I delight in that child. Right? You delight in that child, right?
Right.
Can't cry too loud for us. But this I do know, is that God does want to give to you his Spirit, that God is giving to you his Spirit so that you can live by that. And what we want to do is be like our Blessed Mother who says, I will free myself from sin. I will deal with what I have to so that I can receive and I can give. And that which I give is that which I received. And that which I received is love. And therefore, what I give is love. We see these other symbols here. It's more, there's a crown of stars. Revelation says there's a crown, a woman with a crown of 12 stars. This kid was counting them. He says, Father, there's only 9 of them. I said, there's 3 behind her head. But she's crowned. Mary's the queen of the universe. She's our queen. She's the mother of grace. Therefore, she stands on the globe, on the world, and she says to you and to me, I am here as your mother. There's one thing my mother always wanted and always believed in me, said I could do better. Not just better in school. My mother didn't push that. Dad did. But she pushed being better in character, in virtue, in forgiveness. She believed in that. Mary, our mother, believes in you. And we want to see from her, in her presence, her intercession, that impetus to be like her. Because to be like Mary is to be like her son. And to be like her son is to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to love boldly. So again, I'm very fortunate for this image. And invite us after Mass and between Masses and over the next 50 years as you come to church to gaze upon that image. Whenever you do so, to say, Lord, give me the gift of the Holy Spirit and let it flow through me.